Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, once again, this is Genevieve, and welcome to Genevieve's Gems. And I hope it's your day's going well. How are you? Are you doing well? I trust that, you know, that you had many blessings come in your life, and I just pray that your day will be a productive one and also a graceful one. For those of you who just joined us for the first time, we've been doing the fifth chapter of Matthew, the Beatitudes. So far, we've covered four. This is a nine-part series. And the first one we covered was Blessed Are the Poor in Spirit. The second one is Blessed Are Those Who Mourn. Third is Blessed Are the Meek. The fourth is Blessed Are Those Who Hunger and Thirst After Righteousness. Today we'll be doing the fifth Beatitude. This is chapter of Matthew. Go to verse 7. It says, Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Looking at this right on the surface, it seems pretty simple. You know, you show mercy to others, you know, and you'll receive mercy in return. But what does it actually mean? What does it mean to be merciful? I would say that being merciful, it's showing forgiveness and compassion to those in need. One of the things I know when, you know, going back to when nations were captured, is the fact that the people who were captured, one thing that they hope for is that their captors will have mercy upon them. And even today, you know, not only in a situation like that, but also, you know, we've done something wrong, or someone has done something wrong to us, you know, go for mercy, ask for mercy or forgiveness. Now, it's one thing to ask for mercy, and it's quite another thing to forgive someone. Not always easy, but as you look at the verse, it has some reciprocal value to it. It's like saying that what you do, you get something in return. Being merciful is having compassion on those who are in need. You know, it could be the homeless person you may see on the street. It could be maybe the person that's in prison, or somebody that did, could be somebody that did you wrong. Not that you always look for something back in return. You know, because God has implored a number of times, you know, forgive others and I will forgive you. But if you don't, you know, if you don't forgive your fellow man for what he's done to you, you know, then God won't show any forgiveness toward you. As we get back to the reciprocal part. At some point, I'd like to make is God has displayed his own mercy. You know, you look at the children, you know, they were in the wilderness for 40 years. There were numerous times that God could have destroyed them because of their sin and all their willful sin and all their disobedience. But Moses intervened. He was an intermediary for between them and God. You know, and on occasions you should ask God to be merciful to them. And he often reminded God about the promises that he made regarding them. But Moses knew what it was to forgive, because God had forgiven him. all through both all the Old Testament and the New Testament. You know, God is showing his mercy. One of the greatest, one of the greatest things about mercy is the act of salvation. And God shows mercy on us when we come to know him as our personal Savior. When Jesus comes to our heart, we experience his mercy. Not only that he forgives us, you know, that he comes into our life and he changes us. It gets to that reciprocal aspect, you know. You do, you ask God for mercy and God comes into your life and he does something in your life in return. And I can confess that one of the greatest things, the greatest thing I ever did was ask Christ to come into my life all many years ago. It was the best decision I made in my life. Now, sometimes showing mercy isn't always easy, particularly in the area somebody has treated you wrong, has treated you in the past, always easy. But it's also important, you know, if you know, if you're a child of God, that you must forgive and show, you must forgive another person. Say that you love God and then you hate your fellow man. You know, you come up, you know, you make yourself out to be a liar, you know. And being merciful, you know, it's sometimes it's an act of the will. Sometimes you have to, you know, it's not, I mentioned earlier, it's not easy. It's something that needs to be done. It has to be done if God is going to show mercy to you. I mean, how many families have been broken up because the person was unforgiving, had an unforgiving heart? You know, how much misery has been caused because the person lacked, you know, failed to show mercy upon another person for whatever reason. And if that person understood that, when he forgives another, you know, he shows mercy to another person, he in turn will be healed also. Back to this reciprocal, well, you know, you get something in return. Sometimes it's not always tangible. You know, forgiveness is not necessarily measured in, you know, your wealth or your, you know, wealth or your health, which you get to earth, but it can have far-reaching effects. That possibly maybe you don't understand at the present time. It always comes back in some form. Another thing about the mercy, about being merciful, is to have real compassion with another person. In other words, you feel they feel. Romans 12:15 says, "Rejoice with those who rejoice." You know, if a person's happy about something, whether they received a promotion or you know, someone's wife had a child, you know, rejoice with that person. Celebrate in their joy. The other part says, "Weep with those who weep." Maybe someone lost a job or all of a sudden, you weep with that person. You know, go to that person. You just be with the person. You know, now, you know, by being there, you know that you're with the person. You know, you experiencing the things that they feel. But that's true with anything, you know. You know, you just be celebratory, you know, no person needs encouraging them. You know, it's no person has a far-reaching effect. It has a lot of effort to it. Notice here that as I look at the be tattoos. This one is right in the middle of them, right smack in the middle. Now, why is this verse in the middle? Well, as we go on, I think you'll come to understand. I think you'll come to understand maybe why it's there. I mentioned earlier that being poor in spirit, why is blessed are the poor in spirit? The first one, the first beatitude. Well, as we go through this series, this 9-part series, I think you'll come to understand why they are placed where they are. The same thing as I think being merciful. Because as you can see, if you don't have merciful, all the other things won't have any meaning, or you know, they can't possibly be in you if you don't show any compassion and mercy to other people. And I just think, I say right now, if you have compassion, you know, like if you see someone that needs comfort, you comfort them. If you see somebody, you know, there's somebody, you know, maybe they got a job promotion, you know, have a child or find a new house, you know, rejoice with them. You know, let them know that you're genuinely happy for them. Also, if you need to forgive someone, you know, go to that person and forgive them. You know, remember, if you don't show any forgiveness to another person, then God won't have forgiveness with you. You know, if you don't forgive someone, God won't forgive you. That's a reciprocal. As once, I'm pretty sure you see what I running to. And salvation, you know, God, when you come to Christ, you know, confess your sin in Christ, you know, this is where you come, you know, you ask God to forgive you, Jesus in your life, and God will forgive you. You know, I'm pretty sure you see the whole aspect of it right now. And I just like to, I did say, I hope you're enjoying this series thus far. It's been an interesting series. And as we continue on, you come away with greater understanding what each beatitude means and how important they are. And most important, implement them in your life. That's the most important aspect. You know, when you implement these things to your life, then you'll see more, say, you know, what they mean to you, and then you'll definitely see a change. You'll definitely see a change in you, and you'll feel a change in your life. And I'd like to thank you once again for being with Genevieve's Gems. Genevieve, you're most here, and look forward to coming to you once again. The 6th. In the meantime, you know, show mercy to your person and forgiving and who need comfort. And this is Genevieve. I'd like to thank you for today and praise you. Have a blessed day.